Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Meaningful Conversations, the radio show powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. I'm your host, Erica Harrison, and I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into tonight's broadcast. As you all know, these conversations are meant to uplift, empower, motivate, and encourage you to go from potential to purpose. For each show, we interview business professionals in various industries to share their journey to success. Our mission is to empower world leaders and business professionals in the marketplace. Today, I have the opportunity to interview Johnny Jones as we discuss helping to equip entrepreneurs in the marketplace. Make sure to like, comment, and share tonight's show. The chat box function is available for anyone to use to ask any questions or to make comments. Johnny is a proud veteran business owner who has a passion for helping people and serving his community with unique individuals and organizations, helping them with their learning needs. So I am so excited to have Johnny on the show tonight, guys. Again, I just want to say thank you. We're going to be discussing his passion for helping to equip entrepreneurs to be successful on their journey. So this is a show that you definitely don't want to miss and you want to tune in. Make sure that you, again, comment with us, chat with us, use the chat box function that is available. I just want to say thank you all so much for just being consistent and following A Meaningful Conversation. This was a vision that was birthed because I felt like there was a gap in the marketplace that needed to be filled. And I just thank each and every one of the guests that we have had so far. We've started this 3 months ago, and we have had over 11 interviews thus far and more coming soon. Make sure you all look out for the upcoming release for October's interviews in November. We will not be going live or hosting any interviews in the month of December. So make sure you and tune into all the episodes that have went forth so far and the ones to come. So you don't want to miss these last 2 months, October and November. And I thank you all so much. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and wait for Johnny to call on the line. Get your questions ready to ask. And I just want to give a shout out to our listeners in Korea. I looked at the stats today, and I was shocked that we had people in Japan and also, like I said, North Korea in the United States listening to Meaningful Conversations. So it lets me know that we are making an impact, and it's not just in the United States, but it is now on a global level. So I am so excited to have that. Just had to mention that. So I thank you all. When Johnny calls in, we're going to go ahead and get started with the interview. If you're listening to the replay, you might want to speed up. And welcome to the fall. We are currently in fall, so I'm so excited about that. All right, we have him calling in, so thank you. Hello, Johnny, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing good. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to do this interview on tonight.
I love the opportunity to support people like you who are doing phenomenal things out there. So I thank you for allowing me to be here.
Most definitely. Well, I want to go ahead and I want to get started. You know, me and you have had conversations outside of today's interview, and we discussed, you know, your passion and one of the reasons you have such a strong desire to help equip entrepreneurs in the marketplace. But I want to kind of take a step back, and I want to talk a little bit about you, you know, and your development, becoming an entrepreneur yourself. Kind of tell us about your journey coming up and growing up.
So my journey is long and deep because I come from the generation where everybody was taught, go to college, get a good job. And so I didn't even know there was entrepreneur opportunities. And I didn't realize it at the time, but my mom, who had a good government job, was working part-time at night cleaning nursery, and she was also doing Mary Kay. So I didn't really pay attention then. I just saw those things. But it was later on down the line when I looked back and I saw she was giving me the roadmap for things that I could do. She was the first one to give me my first personal development book. It was a Les Brown book. And then my second book was Things Go Rich of Black Choice. That was the first book I ever bought for myself. And I read that book, and I was so blown away by it. And so I started to understand there was a different path. And so when I started to understand a different path, I was exploring it, but I wasn't fortunate because it wasn't as widespread with entrepreneurs and the resources. So I had to learn it the hard way. I had to see people say, hey, come do this, come look at this. And I go look at it, and is it for me, not for me, and everything. Some things I tried, some things I didn't try. But I started to understand really, really quickly that I wasn't built for the standard 40-hour work week. I wasn't built to go into an office and sit in the office all day. So I started looking for jobs that gave me the ability to not have to do that. And that got me ready for what I do now because it showed me there are other opportunities, and it taught me how to work with people and deal with people, because that's an important thing as an entrepreneur. You just can't be an entrepreneur. You got to know how to talk to people. And so my path actually put me in different jobs that allowed me to develop skills in working with people, talking to people, and understanding myself and what I do well and where I struggle. And then, you know, when opportunities came to actually start my own things, I was ready.
Wow. That's amazing. I love how you touched on the fact that, you know, one, you were, you know, brought up in a household, although you weren't able to identify exactly what it was. You, out of observation, you watched your mother do different things, and she had an entrepreneurial spirit, right? But as you grew up and developed on your own, you know, the course that you took wasn't just in vain, but you were able to learn some of the things that I believe every entrepreneur needs to have that training. It's kind of like a training ground before you really step out. Let me ask you a question. For the listeners that are listening, because we have a lot of listeners that desire entrepreneurship that's currently in the workplace and they're ready to leave and start their business, what are some foundational key things in your experience that you know that working in the workplace will help to develop them as an entrepreneur?
The number one thing that I can see now looking back, find mentors. So the mentor doesn't have to be in the field that you're looking at, but they can still teach you skill sets. So my best mentor isn't even in the wasn't even in the field that I'm in now, but he taught me it was okay to fail. See, as an entrepreneur, you got to be okay with failure because you're going to mess up sometimes, and you can fix anything. So he taught me that skill set, and now I'm able to do it. So the number one thing I would tell you, find mentors, find people who already have success. And if you can find somebody, if you already know what you want to do, find people in that arena that have success as well. Find mentors so that way you could be coached along so you don't have to step in every pothole. There's going to be 1,000 potholes in front of you, but what if you only had to step in 5 instead of 30 or 50? So a mentor is number one. Number two, personal development, reading. You know, there's so many good books out there right now about developing yourself. Think You Go Rich is my favorite book. Think You Go Rich of Black Choice is my number one on top of that. And I read both of them because they're two different perspectives of the same information. But here's what I know about Think You Go Rich. It was originally published in 1936, but it was written before 1936. And the author, Napoleon Hill, actually went out and became a millionaire, and then he released the notes. So that's an excellent thing. And everything that every mentor I've worked with, every business I've ever been in that touched on sales, they all refer back to that book. But here's the thing most people didn't know about Napoleon Hill. He was black. And so because he was black, he wrote that in one format, and then he actually made a black format. And even though I have people reading it that's not necessarily black, but I tell them to read it because the stories in that will help you to understand. And that book is a step-by-step how to be successful, from knowing the resources out there to what you allow in your mind, to having a big vision, to having that desire to do it. You know, when we're doing something, we're either running to something or running away from something. So you use that to fire you up to get in there. So the personal development books are everything. There's so many good books, but that's my personal favorite. But I've read hundreds of books now at this point because, you know, you can't develop until you develop yourself. Your mind is the first thing you develop as an entrepreneur, and then you can develop your skill sets in other areas.
Wow, that was such a good gem that you just said, personal development. And I know a lot of people might say, why is personal development so important? But you did, you know, touch on it, you know, about your mindset. I want to just ask you, you know, what's one of the things that keep you motivated, Johnny, as an entrepreneur in the marketplace?
So there are tests that are personality tests that tell you who you are. And once you know who you are, it's easy. You know, there's the four animals, the four fish. There's dolphin, shark, urchin, and whale. And so a shark is money motivated. If that's what motivates you, it's easy to stay motivated because you make your money or put yourself in position. Dolphins are people that like to have fun. So what I've learned about dolphins, though, is they like money, too, because they like to have fun. Urchins are people that are deep into information. They love to gather a lot of information about everything. But whales are the people that love to help other people. And so once I understood I'm a whale with a little bit of urchin, I started to understand that I love to help people. So things that I do, I've even walked away from money to help people because I know that my legacy and the things that I want to do is based on how many people have I helped. And so I realized that the more people I help, the better I am, you know, because we only have a short time on this earth, so you got to know what drives you. What drives me is helping people, watching people have success, people who may not have had success without talking to me or got more success because they talked to me is the thing that keeps me motivated.
Wow, that's such a powerful thing because, you know, like you said, many people have different motives or different things that motivate them, should I say, not motives, but different things to motivate them. But for you to help people and have that passion is something that I heard, you know, even in our own personal conversations, and that is something that you really, truly live by. I want to ask you, what are some common mistakes? Because tonight is about equipping entrepreneurs on their journey, those that are, whether you're debating on starting a business, whether you are currently in business or, you know, you just want to know this information. I think that this will be great for you to know. I wanted to ask you, what are some mistakes that you wish you could have avoided in your journey at the beginning?
So I'm going to tell you that I probably don't regret any of the mistakes I made because those are teaching things. So as an employee, we're taught don't make mistakes, and we're graded on whether we make mistakes or not. But you learn and become successful by the mistakes you made because those are teaching lessons. So there's not a lot of mistakes that I've made that I don't wish I had made because they got me to understand things at a deeper level. But the only thing that I would probably say is if I could change things, is I would have wanted to know things sooner. I would have wished I had courage sooner and not wait to start to do things, but I wish that the moment I thought about it, I acted upon that. That's probably the biggest regret, is that all the things that I'm going through now, everything that I'm doing, all the success I'm having, everything that's happening could have happened sooner if I had started sooner. So if you get that drive, that bug that's telling you you should do something, don't wait on it. Don't just start running out blindly, but don't wait to act upon it. Start acting upon it right then. Because you just never know how long that door, that opportunity is going to stay open for you.
Ooh, that was so good. Because this is something that I think we all have struggled with or faced and might continuously face, like fear. And I know it's different reasons why people don't step out, but you said an opportunity. Like you want to move on the promptings that you're getting because you never know when that door. Talk to us a little bit more about the window of opportunity, because I believe in my personal life that is a something that is true and valid, that certain people don't move when opportunity presents itself. Can you give us just a little bit more information about the window of opportunity?
So there's always opportunities, and, you know, and every opportunity is not for everybody, but no opportunity happens unless you go through the door. So you have to go through the door right then. And opportunity, because things change. Our culture changes, you know. The way we do things changes, you know. We had a pandemic for a couple of years, so that changed the opportunities. Things that were available before the pandemic have changed now. They're not necessarily as available. There were people that I know that started a new business, opened up a new business, the pandemic hit, and that opportunity was gone. So, you know, you only get so much time before that changes. You know, you don't know. You know, there was a time where we didn't have cell phones. Now we have cell phones. There was a time where we weren't using the internet. Now we use the internet. So the opportunities change because everything about life changes, our culture changes, what we accept changes, you know. And so you got to move, you know, at that time when you're thinking about it, at least take action on it, because it's not going to be there forever, but it's not going to be because that situation may not be good. It's going to, the things around it may change, which affects it. So if I wanted to sell pet rocks today, probably not a good time. But there was a time where everybody was buying a pet rock. It was just a thing. Now we don't buy pet rocks anymore, so that opportunity is gone. But it doesn't mean you can't create something along those lines, something else that may be similar, but the opportunity for that specific thing is gone.
Wow. That's good. That is good. So, guys, that, you know, those that are listening, make sure that you seize the opportunity. Make sure that it is in alignment with your purpose and what you're called to do. But don't allow time and fear and all the other things that we deal with to hinder you from stepping out. So we talk about success, right? And we know that that's the accomplishment of a particular purpose, but everyone has their own definition of success, right? In your observation, in your opinion, what do you equate success to?
Like you said, everybody has a different definition of success, so you first must know what your definition is. You know, is success money? Is it accomplishing something? Is it in a certain status? What does success mean to you? Once you understand what success means to you, then you go build to get that success. You know, and, you know, sometimes what people don't understand, you know, is that when you say, I want to accomplish this, I got to have this money in my bank account, that might not be the thing that you feel like is successful. But when you bought that new car, new house, pay for your kids' education, whatever it is, that might be success for you. I know me personally, success is what I'm able to do while my mom is still with me. So my mom is still here, and it's what I'm accomplishing. So my mom understands her child is going to be okay when she's gone from this earth. She understands her child has accomplished great things. So that's success for me. When my mom gets to come and join me in things that I'm doing, and she gets to meet people who actually come up and talk to her about me and says those things, that's success for me. And it's not about the money, but that's something I can't replace forever. So I had to go out and get the work done so that the opportunity would still be there so my mom could see that, because I wanted to really be successful, meaning I wanted to help people and become good at what I did and be seen as one of the top people in my company. I wanted to be able to do that, and while my mom could still see it, because it would mean nothing to me. It would still be good, but it wouldn't mean the same thing to me if my mom wasn't here to see that. No, for her knowing where I've come from and what I've gone through and everything, that was success for me. But you got to identify what success is for you. And once you identify it, put it in writing so you actually can see it. And then once you accomplish it, check off the list and create a new list of what success is, because your success is going to change.
And that is so good. Yes, that is so good. And I know from personal experience, we always hear people say, write things down. And I know it might sound cliche, but let me say this. When you hear something over and over again from various people, You want to take heed to what's being said. So just listen to the keys that Johnny is dropping on tonight, and I hope that this is helping you all. Aside from entrepreneurship, I know personally leadership is something that you have a heart for as well. And I was doing some statistics and found out that the leadership training investments were at an estimated $357 billion worldwide in 2020, and it's increasing. But they also talk about how it is actually a lack in leadership development. More than 77% of organization is lacking leadership. Tell me the importance of leadership development as an entrepreneur.
So leadership development is so important because you got to have that person that has the vision. So leadership is equated to vision. And so, and let's say I start ABC Company. Well, first of all, I kind of have a vision for myself and the company, and then I can bring people on, and I teach them the vision so that they can go after it and they can accomplish it. But if you don't have a vision, you're lost. And I learned early because when I was doing disaster work and people would get promoted, they would still try to keep doing the same habits. So if we got to a construction site, as a leader, you had to be able to go through the entire site. Everything that was happening, you had to understand what was going on and be able to explain it to people. But people that got promoted from within, they were used to being in one square, one area, and that's it. And they would mostly stay in that area. They wouldn't understand that I'm responsible for everybody here. Everybody's looking to me to have the answers to everything. Everybody's looking to me when something goes wrong. So leadership is such an important thing. And people make their mind up whether they're doing the right thing or not the right thing from leadership. So people don't quit the business if they're employees. They quit the leaders more so than they quit the business, because leadership is everything. You want to feel valued. You want to feel like, you know, you have opportunities for growth. You want to feel like you're learning something. So leadership is so important. And so many businesses, I believe, get it wrong because they think leadership is telling people what to do. No, leadership is showing people what to do, leading the way, you know. And so I strongly believe that if you develop yourself as a leader, take courses to learn how to lead, to work with other mentors to learn what leadership looks like. So you should know what your leadership should look like based on your mentors, based on the people you want to work with, based on the people you're able to work with. You want to be able to identify exactly what your leadership looks like so that when people will follow you. See, and here's the thing that I've learned, too. There's a difference between being the boss at a job where people follow you because they want their paycheck and people following you voluntarily because they believe in your leadership. So when you do stuff where you don't get paid for, you really can see your leadership skills right away because people will not follow you, or they will follow you because of you.
Yeah. I agree 100%. I think that we as people, some, not all of us, but some of us have a misconception of what leadership is. And we're doing it because we like the accolades and the title and different things that come with it, right? But not really understand that, you know, you're a leader put in place to actually help also cultivate other leaders that you see and pull certain things out of them and give them an opportunity to develop themselves as well as you're training them. And I think it's so important that we do talk about leadership. If you had to identify with a particular leadership style, what style would that be?
So for me personally, I want to be the person that sets the example. So I don't want to be the person that's above the situation, disconnected from the situation and telling people what to do. I want to be the person that shows up, says, here's how we're going to do it. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what it looks like. And I think some of this comes from being a military veteran, and as military, we believe in things like leaders eat last. So we want everything to happen with the team, to happen with the team. We want to be able to identify if somebody can come out and immediately see that you're the leader, sometimes that's not a good thing. You want people to not even know that you're the leader by your activity, what you do, how you do it. Can you blend in and do everything? So, and sometimes when I'm at an event where I'm running the event, I'm not leading from the front. I'm sitting in there working with everybody, doing things. So you can't tell who I am until somebody introduces you to me and says, this is the leader. This is the person that's responsible. So as a leader, I believe you got to get your hands dirty. You got to be willing to go in there and do the work just like everybody else, because people trust you more when you're willing to do everything and you're not giving them a task to do that you wouldn't do yourself. So if you do everything you're asking people to do, I think that's a strong leader, and I think that's the leadership that we should have. And you also have to remember, one of the things that I coach people on, as a leader, everybody's watching you. So how are you reacting to things? Sometimes people feel good when they can tell somebody off or say certain things, but as a leader, that's the wrong impressions, because number one, people within your company are watching you and they're wondering, do you have respect for anything or anyone based on how you're doing it? And people outside the organization are looking at you as well, wondering what kind of organization is that? So I believe that you have to become the leader that everybody wishes they could work for or is happy that they work for with.
That was good. You definitely dropped some gems, and you have been. So I thank you so much. But you're right. You know, leadership starts with yourself, and I believe how you lead yourself is going to be a reflection of how you lead others, and people will see that. So that is good. Now, as we have a lot of emerging leaders, should I say, those that have a passion for leadership and entrepreneurship, all these things, right, to leave their legacy, what are some of the pitfalls? And when I say pitfalls, what are some of the dangers that you see some young leaders develop that can hinder them in their progression of becoming a leader or entrepreneur?
Sometimes people are not coachable, meaning that somebody could give them advice and they're so determined that they're right that they won't listen and filter that in. Sometimes responsibility is a big deal. So people, as a leader, you're responsible for everything you're connected to, even if you weren't at fault. As an example, I was in Georgia one time, and I had to come back to Maryland, and we were working on a project, and I wasn't there for a week because I was on vacation. When I got back, something bad had happened. And I immediately got off the plane and I had to go straight to the job site. And even though I hadn't been there, I had to tell everybody at the job site that we were working for that it was my fault. See, that's leadership. Leadership, you fall on the sword first and you fix it. You know, sometimes I think people think, well, it's not my fault, so let me just say it's not my fault. But as a leader, you're responsible for everything. So that responsibility factor is huge. If you got to be willing to fall on the sword, because if you're willing to fall on your sword, your people will follow you even better. Even if it's a volunteer army, people will follow you better when they know you are willing to take responsibility for everything, you know, and there's nothing that passes by you that you're not willing to say, well, that's on me. Let me fix that.
Not wanting to take responsibility and not being coachable, being able to be cultivated. That was two good points. When it comes to developing, you know, your leadership style, just learning this whole new walk, I believe that there is a level of grace we have to give ourselves, right, to learn different things. What would be three goals that each leader should be working on yearly? Like three, not necessarily goals, but three things that they need to keep in the forefront as they are growing. I know you gave us a lot of tips, but three things that's going to help us on this journey to keep in the forefront of our mind.
And not in any particular order. Number one, reading, personal development. You know, one of the things that you find out from people who are wealthy, people who are successful, is that they read. They read at a pace where they're sometimes reading at least a book a month, a new book every month. So reading, and finding out the books that, you know, John Maxwell is a great leadership. He writes great leadership books, Five Levels of Leadership, Failing Forward. He writes these books that you can read to help you develop your leadership. And as he ages, he continues to write the books, so they develop with him. So the first thing I will tell you is you want to read. Every month you want to try to read a new book. But also have a book, like for me it's Think and Grow Rich or Black Choice, that you fall back on. So as you develop and grow, if you keep reading that same book once a year, you're going to see your growth immediately because you're going to receive that book differently. So the first thing is reading. The second thing is mentorship. And you can have more than one mentor. So you don't have to have that one person that's my mentor. I have several mentors. Right now I probably have 6 or 7 mentors that I work with to continue to grow. I need to see how they think, what they're doing, and they're developing things in me that I can then pass on to other people, but I can use that to grow. So I would tell you mentorship is like humongous. You can go to different networking events, chamber meetings, different things, and look for the people that are having success that are willing to coach you. Not everybody's willing to coach you. Sometimes people will say, I'm successful, and they think that's where it stops for them. That's not who you want to connect with. You want to connect with the people that are looking to help you to grow. So I would tell you to find a mentor. So reading a book every month, having that book that you fall back on, finding mentors, but also be willing to take classes. You know, sometimes, you know, we think of classes for, like, college degrees, but I'm just saying sometimes the SBA has classes, sometimes there's educational classes on leadership, sometimes there's classes on how to develop certain skill sets. Go take a class. Yeah. Focus on taking classes that develop your mind, because your mind is the most important thing you have. There's no asset that you're going to have that's more powerful, more valuable than your mind. So you got to develop it. And how great you become, how successful you can become, is dependent upon the mind that you develop. Because when you develop the right mindset, the right mind, then everything that you want to have as success will happen for you. But if you don't develop that mind, if you're not doing that, it's not going to work.
Yes, exercise those brain muscles and apply the work. You know, sometimes we want things so easy. We don't really want to put in the work, but we want to see the harvest. But we haven't even sown any seeds to even see our harvest. So you gave so many gems and gave nuggets and knowledge just to say, listen, invest in yourself. People think personal investments is always you spending money. He just said read, you know, find a mentor, go to the SBA website in your area, out different classes that's being offered. And these things, some of these things are free resources, right? But we can't say we want to grow and not even put in the work to even do the research just to go on the website to register. So let's not be a hindering block in our way of success. I wanted to ask, you know, we're coming at the end of Q3, going into Q4, the ending of 2022. We'll be going into 2023 soon. What are some things that we can be expecting from you in the new year or next year, should I say?
So being that my personality is of a whale where I want to help people, the thing you're going to really be able to expect, I'm constantly working on myself to develop, to be able to help more people. So I'm trying to put myself in positions to where I can help people within what I do and outside of what I do. So what you can expect to be is me mentoring more people, me coaching more people, me developing myself at a higher level so that way I can have something to give back. You know, when I look at people like Eric Thomas, you know, and I look at how he's gotten to where he's gotten, he's constantly changing and evolving and growing. And, you know, so I'm looking to do the same type of things, you know. But one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that I was in a position where I'm helping people without it being about the money. I'm so clear on that. You know, I didn't want to be able to say I gave back, but I made a whole ton of money because I gave back. I want to be able to say I'm helping people, and some things I made do things to break even, and but I want to be able to say I'm helping people at such a high level that anytime that somebody is coming near me, they know they're walking out a better person. So what you're going to expect to see from me in this next quarter is me growing to help more people reach more of their goals.
That's really good, and I'm excited to see that. I know that that will be impactful and that it will really help a lot of people. Is there any upcoming projects that you want to discuss or any handles that you want to drop where our audience will be able to stay connected with you?
Number one, I'm on LinkedIn. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm easy to find, so you can connect with me on LinkedIn. You and me have talked about a project next year where we would do stuff. Mm-hmm. We would do some kind of event where we can help entrepreneurs who are interested in becoming an entrepreneur go to a training, things that you need to keep in mind as an entrepreneur, things you need to be aware of, what you should have in place, who you can reach out to. So we're talking about doing that February, March, somewhere like that, but doing something like that where people would have the opportunity to see that, because, you know, when I became an entrepreneur, I didn't have access to as much stuff as is available today. And so, but it's not always easy to find. There's so much more stuff today, but it's harder to find. So I want to make it easier for entrepreneurs to be able to find things. So, you know, those are the type of things I'm working on. But if you follow me on LinkedIn, you will start to see everything that I'm doing.
Yes. Well, I just want to say I thank you so much for your wisdom on tonight. Thank you for just imparting knowledge and, you know, sparking our audience to take that leap, to do some self-evaluation, but not to stay in that place, but to still go forth in what they desire to do and see. And I hope that we can have you definitely on the show again. I know you are busy in your schedule, so I just want to say again, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Anytime you want me, you know how to find me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I thank you so much for being on Meaningful Conversations.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Meaningful Conversations. I hope that this interview was helpful, that it inspired you and it motivated you to just dig in deep, define your why, and go out and step out on your dreams. Listen, you only have one life, and you want to live life to the fullest. Guys, this concludes our interviews for the month of September. I'm so excited for the month of October to be interviewing three women that are making moves in the marketplace. Join us October 6th at 6 o'clock as we interview Taraji Jackson on how being resilient will help you on your journey to entrepreneurship. Guys, thank you so much for making it possible to come here every month to spotlight entrepreneurs that are making impact in the marketplace. Have a wonderful evening. We will not be here next week or the week after. Well, we'll be here September 6th. Talk to you soon. Bye.